For February 14th, 2018, this is Tabata Talks Games, episode 51. Another pretty uneventful session of Skyrim VR today. I engaged in the first lesson and was introduced to wards. I don't know what I thought a ward was, or if I at some point understood it before, but I'm not quite sure what I thought it was. I think it was more of a enchantment kind of thing, where you put some kind of buff on yourself or others, but it's more like a magical shield in a way that's kept up by continually you depressing the button to just keep it up, and that was kind of cool and useful. So I'll probably be using those in the future as well. So I got a lesser ward spell in that lesson, so that was a plus or whatever. I didn't do all that much else, as I said. I went up into the library, just rummaged through the books to see if there was any spell tombs. Didn't see any. There was one that I picked up that marked my map for some quest. Didn't really check out what that was. Talked to the librarian, he gave me a couple of quests or tasks. For some books he's looking for, so I might be looking into those at some point. I actually read through the book describing Dragonborn. probably read it before in previous sessions or previous playthroughs. But I remember back in Skyrim, back in Oblivion, I would almost feel like I should read all books, so I was spending a lot of time initially going through and spending a long time reading all the books, but there's so much that is pretty poorly written and not really interesting, so your eyes glaze over and you're not really taking all that much in. There's just all these names, and it's hard to keep track of who's who and what relates to what and how and all that. But having at least picked up some things through osmosis earlier, it was easier this time, and I guess it was pretty straightforward description in the book on Dragonborns. Anyway, I did that. Don't think I did all much else. No, I talked to some of the other students, and I did. There was one that could teach me a little bit in destruction, so I did pay her to learn some more destruction. I don't really at the moment have all that much else I need my money for, so why not just use it to boost my abilities, because I feel there's a strong possibility I won't have the wherewithal to level everything up through just grinding and doing lots and lots of quests. I want to kind of speed through this run, I think. That's probably all I have for today. Signing off.